What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 182. In this episode, I'll discuss alternative anticoagulation strategies for continuous renal replacement therapy during the calcium shortage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode182. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. According to the ASHP current drug shortages list, both calcium chloride and calcium gluconate are in short supply due to manufacturing delays. The local anticoagulation method of using citrate during continuous renal replacement therapy requires large amounts of IV calcium. In a shortage situation, alternative means of anticoagulation may be required. Here's how local anticoagulation with citrate works. Citrate is infused into the extracorporeal blood circuit during continuous renal replacement therapy. The citrate binds ionized calcium, which inhibits coagulation of the blood while it is in the circuit. While not commonly referred to as such, calcium is also known as clotting factor 4. Calcium is a necessary cofactor for coagulation. When levels of ionized calcium are severely decreased, blood becomes incoagulable. Calcium is then infused into the patient to keep the level of ionized calcium sufficient for normal coagulation and hemostasis to occur in vivo. This method is referred to as local or regional citrate anticoagulation, or RCA, because blood is only anticoagulated while it's in the circuit. RCA does a better job keeping the CRRT circuit patent while having less risk of bleeding compared with other anticoagulation strategies, such as heparin infusion. If calcium is unavailable, citrate-based anticoagulation cannot be used. Alternative means of anticoagulation include systemic unfractionated heparin or argatroban infusions. The risk of bleeding must be considered when deciding to use systemic anticoagulation during CRRT. The use of full-intensity anticoagulation is unnecessary. The minimum amount of anticoagulation required to achieve a reasonable filter life should be used. A filter life of 24 hours is generally considered reasonable. Several factors must be taken into consideration to minimize bleeding risk. Those are recent surgery, recent history of bleeding, platelet count, INR, and the PTT. A heparin-based protocol for anticoagulation during CRRT has been published in the Open Access Journal Critical Care. A heparin bolus of 2,500 units and an infusion of 10 units per kilo per hour into the circuit are used for patients who have a low bleeding risk and meet the following criteria: INR less than 1.5, APTT less than 1.5 times normal, platelets greater than 50,000, no surgery in past 24 hours, and no bleeding in the past 96 hours. A heparin bolus of 2,500 units and infusion of 5 units per kilo per hour into the circuit are used for patients who have a moderate bleeding risk and meet the following criteria: an INR of 1.5 to 1.9, the APTT 1.5 to 1.9 times normal, platelets still greater than 50,000, no surgery in the past 12 hours, and no bleeding in the past 24 hours. Heparin is not indicated for use during CRRT if the patient has a high risk of bleeding or meets any of the following criteria: an INR of 2 or more, a PTT of 2 or more times normal, platelets under 50,000, surgery in the past 12 hours, bleeding in the past 24 hours, and confirmed or suspected HIT. I have a picture of the published heparin protocol linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode182. In patients with HIT who require anticoagulation to achieve a reasonable CRRT filter life, argatroban may be considered. To my knowledge, argatroban has only been studied in 30 patients for this purpose. A bolus of 100 mics per kilo is given, and then the starting infusion dose is based on the degree of critical illness. A formula proposed to determine the infusion rate in mics per kilo per minute is to take 2.15 minus 0.06 times the Apache 2 score, or 2.06 minus 0.03 times the SAPS 2 score. That's a way to reduce the infusion rate based on how critically ill the patient is. If the patient has severe liver disease, I would not start the ergatroban infusion higher than half a mic per kilo per minute. Remember that the INR is falsely elevated when using ergatroban and therefore cannot be used to evaluate bleeding risk. Bivalirudin has also been studied for anticoagulation during CRRT, although published evidence is limited to just 5 patients, and the dose in this one study that was used was 2 milligrams per hour. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.